Big up the Mendem. Welcome back to Pitch Picks. Today is Thursday, October 24th. Well, you guys will be hearing this Friday, October 25th. What's October 24th? I feel like I'm missing something. Is it
Drake's birthday?
It is Drake's birthday, but there's something.
It is
else.
The 20-year anniversary
of
the day that Arsenal's unbeaten record came to an end at Old Trafford.
You see what you're participating in?
No.
I didn't know that.
That's not on me. You said that.
He set me up for a trap.
Ruud van Nistelrooy, revenge.
Set me up for a trap. Shut up for a second.
Van Nistelrooy, revenge.
Maresh, shut
from
up.
The spot.
I'm sitting there talking to Maresh. He's like, yo, today's an anniversary of an important day. I'm like, what is it? He's like, I'll tell you on the show. He's like, just bring it up. I'm like, all right, I'll lob you. And then this is what you dump on.
Dude, you're I mean,
an
you
idiot.
Got,
what do you think it's going to be about?
You think it's going to be something that you're going to like?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Like maybe it was Maresh's like 1 year since he lost his virginity. Like, I don't know. I didn't know it was going to be anti-Arsenal.
Dude, you got to know that. I didn't know anything about this, but if Rudy or if Maresh asked me for a lob on something, I know it's not going to be something I'm going to like.
And yeah, you're right.
And it's worse for you guys.
That's hand up. That's on me.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to set you up. So.
There's a reason I didn't play anything.
Well, Zaw was doing the yak,
and I was like, all right, we're just going to rip it right after. He's like, yeah, just throw me this lob at the beginning of the episode. I'm like, all right. So then you just threw it back in my
By the way, just to fill Nikki Smokes in, one of the biggest robberies in the history of football. Biggest robbery in the history of football. If you go rewatch that game, the officiating in that game was horrendous. There is this.
You don't say.
It's right. Still about
right.
The refs.
All right.
Here
we go again. We can't be talking about ref incompetence or a conspiracy against Arsenal that happened 20 years ago. I'll listen to if it happened last week.
No. It's the original Arsenal tears. Fergie's paying the refs. He's paying off the refs.
Oh,
they get away with everything. Look at this. They're roughing up our guys.
We're talking.
Who gives a fuck?
Right.
The original. Now they're history repeats itself. Now they're doing it with Pep. And City's paying the refs. It's always everyone's fault but theirs.
I say we make a rule. We can't talk about Fergie or Arsene Wenger.
Go watch it for yourself.
Oh, they chased
Go watch it for yourself. Go get a VHS tape and
you'll
watch
see,
it for yourself.
You'll see.
I'll give you my MUTV login.
You'll see Gary Neville should have been sent off. Ruud van Nistelrooy should have been sent off. Who else should have gone?
All right, we're not going down this rabbit hole. I don't want to waste 20 minutes on a match that happened 20 years ago, but we can talk about the Champions League games that happened the past 2 days. I think we should start with our American hero, Christian Pulisic, scoring off a straight corner. I think he has, 11 goal contributions in, 10 games or something ridiculous?
He has 30 since joining AC Milan, which is tied for the most in Serie A.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's called soccer, baby.
The guy's a fucking stud.
Mm-hmm. But they actually, that game was interesting. Bruges was fucking shelling them.
Yeah.
They deserved so much better. And then they got a red card, and then they even still got a goal with 10 men. They were getting fucking pumped. And then they subbed off Leao, and the crowd booed. They booed. They were like, are you kidding me? Which, I get. Rafael Leao is electric. But what's the guy's name? Chukwueze. They put him on, and then literally within 30 seconds, he had an assist.
I got a take on Leao.
What's that?
He's not that much different than Marcus Rashford. He's just got better PR because he's in the Italian league. If he was in the EPL and he was putting out the stinkers he's put out, he's Marcus Rashford.
That is one of my triggers where people are like, Leao's better than Pulisic. And I'm like, he's just fucking not.
He's not. He just doesn't get the beratement from the media that players will get in a league like the Premier League.
Yeah, and he might get it over there. But there's a language barrier, and
Smokes
I don't follow Syria.
Smokes might be able to translate some of it for us.
Yeah, I could translate it.
A lot of this tattooed on my chest. A lot of this, yeah.
Yeah. The other funny thing that happened was Milan has this dude, Francesco Camarda, 16. Ooh. And he scored. And it was the youngest ever Champions League goal. They went fucking insane. He took his shirt off. They were lifting him up like he was Simba. Literally.
I mean, as they should.
And it was insane. They were going buck wild and then offsides.
That would have been such a big moment for Italian football because it's been in the mud for years now, right?
Since we won the Euro.
I'm talking about the league. The Serie A has been in the mud since the golden era of having all those players.
But Italy failed to qualify for World Cups. So it's Italy has been in the mud for a while. I know they won the Euro, but it's been it hasn't been like what it was 20 years ago.
Which is fair. But, I mean, we Inter won the Europa League last year, didn't they?
Bravo.
No.
No.
No, they lost to – no, that was –
no, they beat – who's that team that was on the last year?
No, that was Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yes, okay. Yeah. Like, they all kind of look the same. They all have the same color.
They are all Italians.
Yeah. And actually, in your defense, in your defense, their jerseys
are very similar.
Yeah.
Same color scheme. Same thing, same stripes.
And like the vertical stripes, too.
I feel like soccer's that one sport that sticks out the most in terms of, you know, like some 17-year-old kid scoring goals in a Champions League stage. And then I'm like, dude, when I was 17, like – I was fucking trying all new sorts of drugs and alcohol for the first time, and this kid's just over here banging in goals. Right. Like, it's fucking crazy. Like, could you imagine being on that stage at that age and then having all that money in your bank account at that age?
Imagine me just being good at something.
Yeah.
I'm 25. I've been here for over a year, and I'm still not good at it.
I mean, I was okay at hockey, and even then, I was still a fucking loser. I was, like, at 16, I was, like, looking on forums for Brazzers password.
The big fake titty browsers.
And you still
browsers.
Are.
Yeah.
Rudy's still on there.
he got the password.
We're one of the most constant companies in my life.
He's on year 16.
He's like, God damn, Steve.
Zano, I'm sorry.
It was nothing better than when you actually found that one that worked. And then, of course, people just had to ruin it.
60 logins on it, yeah.
God damn it, Steve.
Guys, give me 90 seconds. Then you can use a password.
I'm watching trailers.
Yeah.
All right. Enough about Brazzers. Barcelona absolutely throttled Bayern.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't call him Byron. I'm learning. I'm learning ball, bro.
I mean, you want to talk about teenagers that are amazing. Like
Yamal.
Bro, that kid is.
Don't clip that.
As Zaza says, different gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have the minerals?
No, he's good. He's very good. He's very. I don't know what you're – are you trying to insinuate something by asking that question?
I don't think he knows what minerals are.
Yeah, I really don't. I just say minerals.
No, I thought you were hitting at the point. The argument online is sucker your mouth. That's what I thought you were trying to poke.
How is that an argument? Listen, like, is everything just soccer versus world to you?
Of course. It's Arsenal. Listen, Nicky Smokes, when I tell
all
you,
all I wanted to do is talk
full
shit.
Time. This is life. There's no pause. There's no nothing. Everything is Arsenal. Everything about my life is Arsenal. But
so
yeah,
respect
no.
That.
I have a feeling you make these own comparisons up in your head, or find one tweet that says soccer versus Yamal, and you're like, oh my god, the whole world's against soccer.
I am in so deep in this thing. Everything in my mind is literally Arsenal right now at this current time. I have nothing else going on. The All Blacks are on a lull of a fucking end of year tour, so it's all Arsenal.
Okay, is Barcelona back? That's my question to the panel.
I don't know. I mean, that game was interesting. It was cool because it was like a Hansi Flick revenge game.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know why Bayern let him go so easily. I don't know if he like kind of wanted to leave. I don't know. The whole situation's weird, but he's fucking sick. But like the setup of it was insane. And what I mean by that is I watched the video about the tactics, so I'm going to pretend like I knew what was going on in the minute.
Nice.
But it was like tactically like wild. Like Bayern were playing like at the halfway line, and they basically gambled, and then Rafinha skull fucked them.
They had a high
take line. A bow, son. Rafinha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, actually, he had three, right?
Hat trick.
Actually, two or three of his goals were all because of that high line.
Right.
Yeah, they were banking on. They were banking on what with the South Korean guy,
Kim Min Jae,
and Upamecano, one of the worst, the most. I don't know how this guy gets into the French team. Every single time. At one point, he was ahead of Saliba. He is, in terms of the top flight defenders at the big teams, one of the most overrated, useless motherfuckers. And he just gets lumped into the category with people like Van Dijk and all that, with the elite defenders.
You know what I think? Because I agree with you. I think that he just has the Champions League yips, and whenever we see him...
Brother, it's every single game.
I know, but like he has to be good because like he is so highly touted. But like every time I see him, he just has like this horrific day.
I'm not insulting thingy. It's just I'm a Premier League guy. I don't watch the Bundesliga. So
me neither.
Like Rudy, the only time I see him is in the Champions League. Right. And as Rudy said, literally every go look at like the Bayern highlights. Go look at every single Bayern game that's happened going back for like a year or two. That guy literally has a mistake that leads to a goal in every single one of those. And I don't understand how he's highly rated as a defender.
Yeah, he just gets bullied. Almost to the point where I feel bad.
I mean, the Bayern fan discourse online was that they're very, very upset that they let De Ligt go to have to watch those two just get battered.
He sucks. If we're being honest, he's the one. I don't know how he starts.
Upamecano?
Yeah, I just don't know how he starts.
But, I mean, Barcelona played very well. Rafinha, can you believe he played at Leeds like two, 3 seasons ago?
It's weird. And he's wearing a captain's armband, getting a hat-trick in the Champions League against Bayern. It is good.
I thought he was an Arsenal player the way Zaha was torquing for him
We almost got him. We almost got him for it. So when it was between us and Barca.
Really?
Yeah. Arsenal were the only Premier League team he was willing to go
for. For Saka.
Oh, shit.
But his issue was like, I'm not coming to be Saka's backup.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, rightfully so. He's got the armband scoring hat-tricks.
And then I saw like a headline saying that there's rumors that Man City are looking at Rafinha, and I was like, that's not good timing. That price just went up 30 mil. 10 mil a goal, dude.
And you know they're going to fleece you because they need to clear those accounts.
For sure, dude.
Yeah. Bro, they were selling. You're laughing, Nicky Smokes. They were selling grass last season, bro.
Yeah, they were.
Brother. There were lines. Barcelona fans are idiots. There were fucking lines around the block to go buy grass.
Wait, Zaz's not trolling? They were selling pieces
Nicky
of
Smokes,
grass?
I don't troll. I speak the truth. These motherfuckers had a line around the block selling a piece of grass. For $30 a pop.
that's just strength of the community right there. Whatever it takes, get this club back on the
They were
right
talking about
ride.
Selling seats, taking out seats. Brother, they were trying to sell anything and everything. That's how broke these motherfuckers are.
They were selling game-used pens. Like, it was...
Yeah, it's
a yard sale, dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And just so the audience knows, we were doing mic checks before, and Maresh goes, Zah, give me a mic check. So I was like, one, two, three. We're like, can you give us like a check where you sound fired up? He's like, dude, I don't get fired up. Like, this is just what I do.
It's no, but you can't tell me to get fired up. It just happens.
You
gotta have your finger on the pulse.
You warm up like Leo Messi.
Yeah.
You just, it is.
I can't believe they were selling grass.
Bro.
That's unbelievable.
Bro. They were putting it in
like,
this.
Did they put it in a Ziploc bag?
No. I'll look for it after because I'll have to think. They were putting it in this fake ass. You know that shit that's meant to look like crystal, crystal.
Yeah.
They were putting it in that fake ass plastic that was meant to look in crystal. Put it on a fucking fake ass gold thing, and they're like, piece of Barcelona history or whatever the hell they wrote on the plaque. It was unbelievable. People were buying. I think they sold out of it.
If they
sold out of grass, man.
So if you take a tour at Wrigley Field. You're not allowed to take a piece of the ivy. If I was allowed to buy some of the ivy, I would buy it.
That. Would you do Emirates, Emirates, no. Highbury, maybe.
Okay. I went.
I knew it was going to help my club's transfer fund. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like donating to like a political campaign.
Yeah.
Buy jerseys. Mm. Buying grass.
I'm sure they already have that.
Yeah. Buying grass.
They're selling grass to the people who already have 3 jerseys, dude.
Yeah.
Every year.
Buy a fourth one.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Unreal. What else was unreal was Real Madrid's comeback. They were down 2-0. Dortmund, Azar was twerking. I guess he used to play for Arsenal, had 2 goals early in the game. And then I went to call Mandem Leg, shout out Leg. I called him. It rang once, and I hung up instantly. I'm like, this is bad karma. I'm not talking shit right now because I don't even think Arsenal was up yet. And then next thing you know, they scored 5 unanswered and won the game 5-2. So
he tweeted at you.
Yeah, he did, and then I lied straight to his face, and he somehow bought it. I was like, yo, I was trying to play pro clubs. They didn't know Real Madrid was playing.
All second half, too. All second half.
There was just no way they were going to lose back-to-back Champions League games.
I really thought they were going to.
Yeah, I mean.
Did they lose the other one or draw?
They lost.
They lost to Lille.
They lost to the French
team. And then Lille beat fucking Atletico. They're the Spanish killers, dude. But yeah, no, the first half, Dortmund looked sick. And then the second half, this is what the announcer said, and I believe him, is that they went to a back four to protect it. And then once you let those guys like kind of
come at you
into the hen house, it's going to be a shock and awe campaign. So I didn't like the fact that they were like, oh, Vinny Jr.'s definitely Ballon d'Or. He deserves it because he has a sick game. He's great. But all of a sudden it's like, oh, now Rodri just like didn't do anything. Whatever. But they were sick.
It's recency bias. It's a tough part of the game.
Recency bias. It's like, okay, whatever.
Nah, Vinny Jr. clear Ballon d'Or winner.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Champions League.
But he didn't do anything in Copa America.
Champions League.
Didn't do anything in Copa America.
You know what matters. Champions
League. Yeah, I mean, Vinny's going to win it because he's a fucking winger and Rodri's a center defensive
man.
Yeah, Champions League. He doesn't play
the only one position. Mm-hmm. The only international tournament that carries the weight to sway that way is this World Cup.
World Cup.
Euros, depending on who it is.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a guy they like, a PR merchant guy, they'll push up the Euros value. But the only one that sways is World
Cup. Didn't Messi win a Ballon d'Or like when he was playing for Miami?
Yeah, because of the World Cup.
Yeah, that's crazy, though.
They're also padding his stats. There was a clip the other day where they gave him an assist, and he didn't even touch the ball.
Argentina.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Argentina, Messi, It's what? They build it just for him. Bro, did you see, like, when they were going out? I get that he's the greatest ever. I get that he's the greatest ever, but it's like, it's too much, man. It's like, this guy can't even.
Second greatest.
They can't even.
Stop.
Messi is way better than Ronaldo.
They don't even get onto him.
Get off it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into all that.
Well, they used to, but.
Dude, they were like, I saw after the Real game, they were interviewing Modric, and the interviewer was like, how do you feel at this age, like, still performing? You get the start today. And he's like, I don't really like when people, like, talk about my age. Like, I feel good, and I just, like, want to play. And if I play, I'm happy, and I just, like, want to help. And I'm just like, I feel bad for this dude. Like, every time he gets interviewed, they're like, damn, you're fucking old, and you're still doing this. He's like, yeah, I mean, we could talk about the game, I guess.
He's like, I remember you from the 06 World Cup. How are you still fucking doing this?
Yeah.
Engine.
What's going on with Mbappe? I heard they're upset with him. They're getting upset with him.
I mean, he played a great game the other day.
Yeah, there's always they change it with Real because they have to try and poke holes in that immense team to try and knock them down.
They say he's partying too hard.
I think El Clásico is this weekend. So
yeah, it is. It's
Saturday. Wow.
Mandem leg is good.
Sunday. Saturday.
This is perfect. This is perfect.
That'll be a sick game. I'm gonna watch that game. Honestly,
when is it? Saturday.
I think it's like 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock our time.
It'll be interesting to see because then now you think Barcelona's legit.
Boom.
2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'll be sick.
Like, is Barcelona legit? I think Real are probably going to
spend. I think it's at the Bernabeu, too.
Yep, at the Bernabeu.
Yeah, yeah, that'll legs be sick. Going. Legs going? Oh, yeah, he told me that.
Madrid for his birthday.
That's awesome.
Shout out, Leg. Happy birthday. We love you.
It's.
I don't really want to talk about the City game. They kind of thrashed them. I think the Haaland goal that everyone's glazing is kind of overrated.
Pause. I need 20 on that. What the fuck are you talking about?
It was like the shittiest bicycle kick I've ever seen in my life.
I'm actually not even doing this with you. Like, he... No, his foot was a foot above everyone's head. Hit it with his back of his foot.
Yeah, but I think it was more luck than skill.
Everyone knows how objective I am. I'm kind of on Nicky Smoke's side on this.
Thank you.
There isn't a single player on Arsenal that can athletically even come close to it.
Raheem Sterling does that.
Raheem Sterling.
Dude, Raheem Sterling be at
his. His foot was three Raheem Sterlings. That is so insane. Dude.
I needed that.
That is just so insane.
Oh, yes.
That is so insane. Yes.
I mean, it was cute, but, like, do it against a team like Arsenal.
There was, I will say, shut the fuck up. There
that
was
great. No, that was good. I needed that. Happy weekend. Sorry, Rudy.
There is one interesting part of the game, though, that I do want to actually talk about. Like, two-thirds of the way through the game, when City would have the ball, Akanji would have the ball just in front of our box, he would just sit there and wait. There was two or three sequences where they would just stand there and wait for Sport of Praha. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sparta. Slava.
Man, I'm not whatever. One to tell you if it's right.
Dude, it sounds like a spell. But they would just sit there and wait for them to press. And there was like a 20-second window where, like, Akanji was standing with his foot on the ball, not moving. And then they finally pressed, and that was the goal that Haaland got, the second one, where it was ding, 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 bang. Mm. So it's kind of interesting because, like, City's like, I'm sick. They're sick of this, like, back 11 just sitting there. And then as soon as they finally got someone to press them, it was just ping pong.
Bing bong.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you can't do that against City in the Prem.
It just goes to show, though, dude. Like, people are like, oh, I wish City would play us. It's like, dude, like,
we're electric when teams play us.
Pull up.
Normally. Yeah. No, I hear you.
Shout out to Nunes, too. He played great. And then got a goal.
Yeah,
penalty.
Pep doing the. I saw Pep doing the typical. Yeah. Oh, I love him. He's such a good character.
Is that the guy who he said the only thing he's doing wrong is his manager's not giving him enough minutes?
Only thing he's doing wrong is I'm not picking him. Mm-hmm. He's great attitude. He's a very good guy. Yeah. So fucking pick him.
That was a pretty good impression.
Bro, that was a great impression.
Bro, he went 38 games straight doing that shit with Calvin Phillips last year. Oh, Calvin Phillips, the best at training. He's the greatest. He trains so hard. He runs. Good attitude. He's a very good attitude. The only problem is me not finding space for him. I need to find minutes for him. Went the entire season. The motherfucker just sat on the bench.
And he's doing like nothing at Ipswich now. So.
Mm-hmm. No, well. But yeah. Shout out to those guys, Foden.
He was raising his price, that's all. He's being a good salesman.
Sitting on the bench.
Good advertiser.
Ah, brother, he's sitting on the bench. He ain't doing
shit.
They
paid a pretty penny for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Wagwan General Stones as
well. No, wait, isn't he on? Oh, Wagwan City did.
That's honestly like my favorite saying that you taught me, Wagwan General.
Hey, you know who that came from? Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, you told me that.
Mm-hmm. Raheem Sterling's the yard.
My player is called Wagwan Smokes. You like that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't. Arsenal, big win against Shakhtar.
Shakhtar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shakhtar.
We won.
I honestly thought if I'm being real, it was a pathetic performance. Not only by the team and the players, but the fans leaving the game in the 84th minute up 1-0 was fucking wild to me.
Well, they're so used to winning Champions League at this point, right?
Oh, piss off, Chief. I'm being genuine for once in my life, and you just have to throw that jab at my fucking chin.
Yeah.
But even when we got thrashed by Villa, the one game I went to, like, everyone was there until the game was over. So I was just shocked to see that they were leaving early, only up 1-0 in a Champions League match. So I thought that was pathetic. I didn't think the team played well at all. I know Martinelli kind of scored. They counted it as an own goal. But he, again, one-on-one with the keeper, and he just loves putting the ball on the keeper's chest. I don't know why. It fucking drives me crazy. But if they play like that on Sunday against Liverpool, we are going to get thrashed.
Yeah, no. I mean, 1-0, the win was the most important thing because of the state of the team and the fan base. And yeah, like Smoke said, it wasn't impressive at all. Trossard missed the penalty. And also, we just in the final
which
third.
Which was crazy for Mahrez, by the way.
Yeah, I was watching the game with these two crazy people, and I was like, I'm going to do something to energize myself, make this entertaining. So I was like, Arsenal 2-0, correct score. Trossard gets up. They draw the penalty. They give it to Trossard over Havertz. Smokes needs a Havertz goal. Mm-hmm. I just need a goal, right? And he puts it right into the fucking keeper.
To be fair, like the keeper,
bum,
did, right?
Bum.
And it hit his fucking toe. It was a very lucky save. But they should have did Havertz. I would have cashed my bet. Everyone would have been happy. Mahrez would have cashed. So next time, if Saka's not available, let Havertz take the fucking penalty, please.
You know what I'm actually worried about? Like, yeah, it wasn't that great, but you got the win, and it was sort of a gutsy win, and you got guys hurt, and then like you have all these red cards and all this bullshit. Everyone's all sad. I actually am kind of worried now because it's building up where like you're going to have like – everything's going
like
bad.
You can rally
if you get through this. Like that worries me actually. Like getting those wins actually when the team is not
decimated.
You have a lot of injuries. People's confidence are a little low. People are chit chatting that you're already through the season. You're still in it, and I'm worried now that you're gonna like really start to believe.
I think a win over Liverpool that will come to fruition. Like what you said, I know we're at home, but like you said, considering the red cards, the injuries, all that, if they find a way to beat Liverpool, who's on top of the table right now with all that, what would you call it, adversity that's pinned against them right now, you're right. I think that could be like,
but I think
let's
that's
fucking go.
That's
like,
legit,
back.
Though. If you guys get a win Sunday with no Saka, no Odegaard, no Saliba, which are your three best players, then, yeah, that's the type of win that turns the whole season around.
And, like, when we went to Tottenham and beat them without Odegaard, and I think we didn't have Declan Rice that game.
That might have been his red card game.
Yeah, I think we missed him. And we got that, like, same spark, and then I think international break happened, right?
You're right.
After that Tottenham game, my timeline might be mixed up.
Yeah.
And it kind of just killed that momentum. It was like, oh, yeah, we got it, then poof. Yeah. 2 weeks went by, and then we kind of looked shaky, but we'll get more into Arsenal later. Mahrez, you know how much I appreciate these sheets that you make for me. I just don't know why you had the need to put United versus Fenerbahce will be live while we are recording. What the fuck am I supposed to do with that? Like, why is this on my fucking prep sheet?
Because it's topical. It's,
what are we going to talk about it like live on the show?
Just letting you know that we can't really cover it because you decided to record while the game's on.
Good. Well, we weren't going to fucking cover your Europa League game anyway.
Well, we'll get topical with
You'll be there soon when you get eliminated from Champions League, big man.
We'll get topical with it. Just recently, actually, they tied it up. 1-1.
It's 1-1?
Mm. Yeah, 1-1.
Damn you, Lauder. Shit.
We're way in Turkey. You're going to see how hostile that environment is when they see your fucking Chrome Dome in a month.
Hey.
You too.
Rudy's going too.
You too.
We're going to get Turkey hot. Place. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting hot. Where are you at?
You're going to look bad for a while. You're going to look like fucking
we'll be fine.
Deadpool.
Just throw a hat on. We'll be
Oh, yeah. Right. Deadpool gets pussy. So
yeah. Shut up. His wife's a fucking
And he's a superhero. So thanks.
Yeah. Bum. That backfired. Mm-hmm. Xerxes leaving United on loan? Question mark?
There's all this news. They just try and chop us down as soon as we have a good result. So I'm not really buying into
We got to go back to the Arsenal game. I didn't say anything about Arsenal.
Well, I asked.
I was
you, like,
shocked. I was kind of sitting.
No, you guys, you took it to Marish.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Let's hear it. I want
to
hear it.
We can run
what do you got?
Give it to us, Grimace.
But rewind it.
Trossard.
Grimace.
Trossard.
What you say? I just rewinded it for you.
Trossard. Where was I? I don't even know where I was.
Arsenal. Trossard.
The Trossard penalty miss.
Yeah.
Partey, by the way. Partey needs to. This whole right back Partey thing, it needs to not. I don't know what I mean, I can't talk. I don't know what they
I got to lock in. He just said Grimace. And
all right, you go on. Go.
No, go. Za. No. Please talk about Arsenal, please.
Next game, no.
Za.
Next game.
Let's Za, go. Come on, Partey.
Let's go next game.
Za, right,
next game is Forest. You want to go to the next game?
No, you didn't.
I've lost my
You said Partey. Partey.
It's gone.
Partey.
All right, we can sit here and just not do it.
Right back. Za, what's going on with the right back?
I've lost my train of thought. I can't.
You don't like Partey right back?
That. I don't like him at right back. Let's move him back to central midfield. Now let's move on.
Well, but what are you going to do this upcoming match?
Play him in central midfield?
Well, let's wait for the big one at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's your thoughts on the Arsenal game?
I lost him.
All right. I'm sorry. I won't do that again. Maresh just made me laugh. I didn't mean anything.
No, I just didn't know what you guys were laughing about, and you were going, well, I was trying to talk, and I just couldn't move on.
All right. I'm sorry. We ruined your segment. My bad. That's on me. All right. Let's talk about these games. We got a game on Friday. Leicester at home against Nottingham Forest. Leicester is +200. The draw is +230. The Tricky Trees on the road are favorites at +145. Start with the Forest man himself.
Yeah, it's the Steve Cooper game, so that's a little bit of like the off-field drama. I wonder if he'll acknowledge the away section there, because he is still, I think he'll get a statue at some point. Like, people love him so much in Nottingham.
Wait, can you fill me in on this? I don't understand.
Cooper?
Yeah.
So Cooper was, Forest was bottom of the championship after 8 games, their worst start ever. They fire, I can't even think of his name right now, but they fire the manager, they bring in Cooper, and that's when they went on that miracle, like, rocket ship run up the championship that ended in promotion, first time in the Premier League in 23 years. Then, you know, they signed all the players, there was a lot of drama, he kept them up with a win against Arsenal at the very end of the year, and then we fired him, you know, around Christmas time last year. So, but it was like he and the owner always butted heads. So you're always going to lose that battle. But like, the people of Nottingham adore him. And like, he bought in, like, he would wear all like the local, like, there's a big designer called Paul Smith who's from Nottingham. So like, every match he would wear the Paul Smith merch. It's like, he would do all these little hat tips. There's great stories about him. Like, they would win a game on the road and he would call the local bar and just like buy everyone around at the bar. Like,
legend.
He's just like the best, and everybody, all the fans love him. And then they were going to fire him that first year that they were up, and the fans like staged a protest. So like, it was like, you had Fabrizio was talking about how like, oh, their Forest are talking to this manager, they're looking for Steve Cooper's replacement, and the fans were like, boycott it. We're like, absolutely not. We're not firing Cooper just after he got us up. And the ownership backed down, and they kept Cooper and then stayed up. And then the next year it was just like, it's kind of time. And that's when they brought in Nuno. But like, he is, there's two statues in the city of Nottingham, Robin Hood and Brian Clough.
Like, actual Robin Hood? Like,
yeah.
Like the fairy tale?
It's like, it's a true story.
Oh.
Yes. It's a real guy in history. It's Robin Hood.
Maresh, so, you're going to have to cut out.
You have you have Robin Hood, and then you have Brian Clough, who was a manager when they won Champions League twice, European Cup. And then I think it'll be Cooper. Like, he's the third most loved guy in the history of the city. So this is kind of a derby match too. Like, they're right down the road. Mm-hmm. So it's like a little, it stings a little bit that he went there, but what are you going to do? So that's like the drama of it. I keep looking for ways that for Forrest, like they get tripped up here. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see Leicester being able to break down Forrest. Milenkovic will body Jamie Vardy. It's just not going to happen. So regardless if Gibbs White is healthy or not, I think this is 1-2 Forrest, and we just keep this train rolling. This is a good team.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree with you, Chief. Like, there is just absolutely no chance in hell that Forrest loses this game. Like, they are 100% going to win this game. I really don't even have to watch it because I'm so confident that Forrest is going to win this game. There's just simply no way this Forrest team can lose to Leicester. I mean, that would be ridiculous. Like, Forrest is guaranteed to win this game, 100%, no chance.
Here's the problem with your little rant. You can't do a reverse mush. You're trying.
You've never met me, though.
You're trying to, like, that's a disingenuous rant right there, trying to put the mush on Forrest. God knows what you're actually thinking. So you don't believe in Forrest. That's fine. Forrest is going to continue to take care of business. They're great on the road. I think Elliot Anderson showing up that last game is like, all right, now we hit Gibbs White is out. We have a number 10 replacement. When Gibbs White is healthy, the challenge is going to be how to fit both those guys in and make them both effective, because they both deserve to start every game. Maybe one's in the eight. I don't know. But I think that they have enough to be able to get what they need against Leicester and get a
win
on the road.
What's the timeline on Gibbs White?
He's the way they're talking, it sounds like it's possible that he could be ready for Friday, but more than likely they'll hold him out again.
Not just hear what Chief said? It doesn't even matter if he's playing or not. There's no way Leicester's going to be able to break them down.
He's our best player. He's our best player. But
but you're Forrest.
I know.
You're like top 10 in the Prem. You're on the
eighth.
Way to Europe.
Eighth.
Yeah.
Like Friday, like play today.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are quality enough to lose your best player and still win on the road.
Clearly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Forrest in this spot.
Yeah, our whole starting midfield, as I said last week, is out. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Team's deep.
The trees don't lose on the road. Trees grow everywhere.
Road warriors, baby.
That's what they do. Yeah.
So I like Forrest to win this game, just money line. I wouldn't be surprised if they kept another clean sheet.
Za?
Leicester Forrest.
It's at Leicester. At the power.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Probably a I don't know how Leicester's playing. Forrest is the thing is Forrest is hard to break down. A draw. I'm gonna go
draw.
What do you think?
I don't like that. I kind of like that.
0-0.
Yeah,
I like that. Damn, 0-0 would suck.
They're gonna
be such a boring way to start your Friday.
They're gonna score. Forrest will score.
What do you think, Rudy?
I think Forrest will handle business.
Fuck.
Yep. Thank you, Rudy. Marash, any comment?
Like I said, Forrest are a tough team to break down defensively. I said that last time we taped, and I think that's true. They just got to find a little bit more. They got to be a little bit more clinical in the box. Finish some of those chances, and they're going to keep going up the table. So
Chance they lose.
Also, Jose Mourinho has just gotten a red card, so that's hilarious.
Nice.
Fuck
all right, so we're all going Forrest across the board except for Za. He's taking the draw at plus 230. Next game. City, Southampton. City is minus 1,000.
It sounds crazy when you say it out loud, yeah.
The draw is plus 1,100, and Southampton is plus 1,900. I'm just going to save our time here, and I think we're all going to go City across the board, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments on the game, if anything?
I wanted to bet City keep a clean sheet, because one thing that really people haven't been talking about is that we've kind of been like letting in a lot of goals.
Yeah,
yeah.
The defense is very suspect.
And the counter has been an issue. But I wanted to do clean sheet because this, if there's a team you're going to get a clean sheet against,
it would be Southampton.
But it was only like plus like 110, and I was like, what the fuck?
Still, that is kind of telling. Like plus 110 kind of seems like, come on, bet it.
Yeah, I guess.
You're getting plus money.
But yeah, I should handle business.
And it's at the empty head, so that should help.
Yeah, and I think Haaland scoring against Slava was a no-brainer. I think that he didn't score in three games, which is an eternity for him, and he hasn't scored in
the one game you bet him to score on too. Yeah, forgot to mention that.
Yeah, and so I think that he's going to score.
Okay, well, you can't pick him for Golden Boot because you already.
I cannot.
Him.
Yep.
All right. Next game we got, this one should be interesting. Brentford at home against Ipswich. Brentford is only minus 145. The draw is plus 320, and Ipswich is plus 360 on the road. Start with Chief.
I'm going Brentford here, too. Ipswich, like, I love the, that they try. They try to get forward. They try to be offensive. They just, it just costs them in the end. So until they kind of realize that what they are, which is the championship side, they're not going to be able to play this way and stay up. It's going to be like Burnley last year. And then Brentford's a perfect team to pick them off.
All right.
Yeah, Chief nailed it. I was about to say, I love Ipswich. I love their, like, logo, their jersey.
Yeah.
The Dillap's cool.
But I, when I see them and I watch them, I'll, like, see a pass. And in my head, all I see, I think, is that's a championship-level pass.
Yep.
I see them, like, try to switch play and go the other side. I'm like, oh, that was a championship switch. Yep. It's never really quite.
It's like out of bounds. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah, right. It's like, oh, throw
it's
in.
It's never quite premier.
No, it isn't. Yeah. I think Brentford's a solid team.
They're quality.
So, yeah, it's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, they'll win. Brentford will win that.
I think Brentford's going to win as well. Maresh?
Easy Brentford.
Okay. So, anyone that just heard that, Ipswich or their draw might be a play. Next game, Brighton at home against Wolves. Brighton minus 165, low-key, one of the hottest teams in the league right now. Draw is plus 340. Wolves are plus 400. Chief, what do you got?
I'm going Brighton here. It's just like Wolves, the road just doesn't seem to get any easier. Like, when do they play one of these promoted sides?
Yeah.
So they're going to get a win eventually. It's not going to be this week. I'm taking Brighton.
Rudy?
The only thing, I will go Brighton, but the only thing that I learned about Wolves when we played them last week is that if they really want to batten down the hatches, they can make your life kind of tough.
Yeah. Right.
So in that way, there's a chance that they could really hold them back and then get a goal on the counter, something like that, but I still don't think that they have that, so I'm going to go Brighton. They're just too good for them.
So I get what you're saying, Rudy, but that's because they're playing City,
right?
And because they're not playing City, they're gonna think they can actually
be more
play,
open,
so they're gonna be open.
Yeah.
And did you say Welbeck is he injured or is
he's
injured?
Got according to the Premier League fantasy app, it says 75% chance of playing. But to Maresh's point, he was stretchered off the pitch, so I don't know.
Yeah, he was
back.
What was it?
Back, screaming in agony.
But, oh shit!
And okay. I know he hasn't been good, and maybe.
He's been great this
year. No, a different guy.
Oh. Okay.
Evan Ferguson, I think he's awesome. But, like, he hasn't been healthy and he hasn't been in form for a while. If you put him up top, they played him out wide last game so they can get Welbeck and him on the pitch at the same time. If he's playing centrally in that striker role with Welbeck out, I don't think they miss that much.
If Welbeck plays because of his form, I'd say Brighton wins. If he doesn't...
Draw?
Brighton's at home?
Yep.
Yeah.
Brighton still wins, I think.
Yeah, I think Brighton's.
Yeah. I don't like this game, but I guess I'll just go Brighton at home. Mesh?
Yep. Easy Brighton. They're a top six side right now.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Next game. Aston Villa at home against Bournemouth. Villa minus 110. Draw plus 290. Bournemouth plus 280. Now, I don't know if this line is an overreaction to Bournemouth beating Arsenal last week, because I thought Villa would be way higher in terms of, like, instead of minus 110, they should be like minus 175, 165. Just to put this into perspective, I believe Bournemouth was, well, actually, no, that Arsenal line was really low too. So I take that back. I don't know. I still think Villa should be higher than minus 110. What do you think?
Yeah, I it's a little bit of a ratty line. I agree, but this same time, it's a natural letdown spot for Bournemouth after last week. So going to Villa Park now, I think Villa just
won another Champions League.
Yeah, they're
red hot.
They're an awesome team. So this to me is like, it's probably the most intriguing Saturday game to me, at least from the 9 a.m. slot. That's the one I'll be watching, but I got Villa.
Rudy?
Yeah, I think the rebound of, like, Bournemouth beating Arsenal, fantastic. But let's not pretend like it was some, like, masterful performance.
Right.
It was like the one way out of 100 that it just happens to go their way, and you had an unbelievably unfortunate red card. So, like, it wasn't like they beat you straight up. It was sort of like you kind of just fell apart.
Yeah.
So I don't think Bournemouth is anything that is, like, we're the killers.
Right.
No, I agree with
and
that.
And so I think it's Villa. Villa's solid. It's like
Villa at home.
Everything been scratched so far, pretty much?
I don't like how much this panel's agreeing on these games. It kind of worries
This
me.
Is one. I already put it in. I have like a 16 Premier League parlay this week.
I love that.
Like the board looks so obvious.
Soccer is the hardest sport to hit a parlay.
Yeah.
Because the draw, like usually, like you bet any other sport, it's 50-50. They cover or they don't. But soccer, it's 33% because you got the fucking draw in there too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Sal? Does Villa win this game?
That line, so I don't know what happened in the Champions League game. I feel like that line is saying there was a major injury maybe or someone suspended because 110 seems way too low. And Villa's at home, right?
Yep. Yeah.
That seems way too low. But who's going to win the game? Aston Villa.
Okay. I guess I'm going to go Villa too, which is kind of scary. Maresh, what do you think?
So I think the line is a reaction to how they came out after their Champions League game when they played United at home. So they had a Champions League match during the week. They played United at home. They came out flat, and they drew.
Yep.
They did have a red card last game. It was Philogene, so I don't think he's an impact player. So I'm going to go draw.
Draw? Yeah. I think it's a very sharp play.
They had a red card in the Premier League?
Yes, last week they got a red card. Philogene got two yellows.
Oh. Okay. Next game we got, I think this is probably the best Saturday game. Everton at home against Fulham. Everton is plus 175, draws plus 230. Fulham is the slight favorite at plus 165. You know, like Fulham's kind of like my backup team. I kind of root for them when they're not playing Arsenal. I just like watching them play. So I'm going to be biased here. I'm not actually going to bet it, but I'm going to take Fulham to win the game at plus 165. Zaw.
That game at Goodison Park. At Goodison Park, how did Everton? I can't think. That might be a draw.
Draw?
Yeah.
Draws plus 230. It's not bad odds.
Be a draw.
What do you think, Rudy?
I don't know. I think I have to like quit Everton. I don't know what the fuck they're
so sporadic.
Yeah. I do not listen to my opinion on this. I don't know. I really don't know. So I like the draw because it's like, I don't know. I just don't know what the fuck Everton are. I don't know how many different ways I can say it. Like, I just don't know. I kind of know what Fulham are. They're frisky, but they're still, honestly, suck.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do I pick between the two sucks and this like random Everton team that...
You pick them to both suck.
Exactly.
Sucky, sucky. Drawy, drawy.
Yeah, I'm not touching this one. I'm intrigued by this game because it is like a styles make fights. You assume Sean Dyche will just pack it in and Fulham is a little bit more attacking-minded. But it's like sometimes... It feels like Everton is scoring more than they have in recent years with Sean Dyche. So I don't know. I'm not touching it, but gun to my head, I would take Fulham too.
Maresh?
Where is it being played?
It is at Everton.
Yeah, Goodison.
I'm going to go Everton. We faded Everton for like a few
weeks. There's a I'm sorry to cut you off. There's a guy in our comments that's like, dude, I'm 4-0 on Everton. They're going to win again this weekend.
Yeah.
He knows Everton, and he said they're going to win again. So I do want to point that out there. Shout out the commenter.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Maresh.
We fade them consistently, and they're getting results. Like ever since we like were like they're going down to the championship, they're going to get relegated in their new stadium next and play in the championship in the new stadium. I don't think so. I think they're going to win.
All right.
That would be three losses in a row for Fulham. So,
but they're not clinical. Like you saw against City, Adama had so many chances to win match.
I just want to see him score, man. I want him to be like the best player in the league so bad.
He would, when he used to come on for Wolves, it was just like he would always come on in like the 60th minute because he could never do a full 90. And then he would come on and be like, boom, there's a goal within 10 minutes.
Like, imagine if he was like the face of the Prem. Like, people would look at the game differently.
He could be the best player in the world if he could score.
Yeah. Like, I'm a huge fan of him.
Yeah.
Bro. Next game we got is Palace.
Need a bit more than that. But
yeah, I know.
I know.
starting the Sunday slate, this Sunday slate is fucking chef's kiss. We got Palace at home against Spurs. Rudy was just talking about how he doesn't know what the fuck Everton is. Well, I'm putting an end to this bullshit now. We know what Palace is. They suck. There's no more like, oh, they used to be so, they were so good last year. No, this team sucks. They cannot score. And there's a reason why they're plus 310 on the road. I mean, at home against Spurs. Spurs are minus 125. Kills me to say it, but I think Spurs thrash them in this game, to be honest with you.
London Derby. The form goes out the window. There's a lot of people with gripes with Tottenham on the other side, Palace-wise. I'm going Palace with this one.
Ooh, plus 310. No surprise there, though.
Oh, yeah.
Rudy?
I'm kind of with Zah, dude. Like, there's just something in my head about Tottenham and, like, the script they follow. Like, they've been okay, but they've also been not that great. And I feel like this is a letdown spot for them. And I feel like Palace, if there's any game you're going to get up for and get off the schneid, you got to get up for Tottenham in a derby. You're at home. Like, let's just fucking win. So I'm with, you. I'll go Palace.
I feel like the fans there, they'll be on a different level. Like, that place will be fucking
awesome. It's Mandem FC.
Mandem FC, Sellers Park.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they're called Mandem FC?
People say them or Chelsea, but, like, Palace is the real Mandem FC.
Chelsea is a posh area.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Palace is in South London.
Mm-hmm. Like, they know their way there. Don't let me say that shit anymore. don't let me do that. I draw the line at big up the Mendem and Wagwan. I don't need any more British slang in my vocabulary.
That's not even British slang. That's just one person. That's
oh.
one person's phrase. Yeah. It's expressions of phrase.
Yeah. Big ups expressions. All right, stop it, Smokes. Chief, what do you like?
I'm on the other side. So I like Spurs. Spurs, I was reading this article where it's like, where they break the game down if you're winning, losing, or if it's a draw, and who creates the most chances in each situation. Spurs were top three in every situation. So they only have a gas pedal. They never have a break. I like Spurs to win that game. They just have too much talent going forward. Palace can't score. So they might be able to get one. I don't think they're going to be able to keep up with Spurs. So I like Spurs. This is my, like, bet of the week. I'm doing Spurs minus 125 with the over. Because I do think Palace will get one. Maybe
2.5 or 3.5.
2.5.
He is going to score this weekend.
And if you parlay that, it's plus 140. So that's my official Spurs and the over bet is my bet for the week.
Okay, Maresh.
I don't really know. Like, Palace need a win. They're going to have to get up at some point. But I don't think this is the one. I think Spurs will win this one.
Alrighty, next game we got Chelsea at home against Newcastle. This game is going to fuck. Chelsea minus 130. The draw is plus 320. Newcastle is plus 310.
At Stamford Bridge?
It is at Stamford Bridge. What do you like, Chief?
I can't, like, in my head, Newcastle is good. But when my eyes tell me.
Is they're not good.
They're not good, and they have a really hard time scoring. So they just lost 1-0 at home against Brighton.
In a game that they absolutely dominated, by the way.
Couldn't finish.
Yep.
Drew 0-0 against Everton. They played Wimbledon in the League Cup. They got one goal. Drew with City. Lost 3-1 to Fulham. Like, they're just
the goal against City was a penalty, by the way.
Right. And they're just not in good form. So I can't sit here and be like Newcastle is going to win that game on the road. So I like Chelsea just to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rudy?
Yeah, I don't. For me, what my eyes are telling me is that ever since that PSG Champions League game with Newcastle, like a year ago.
Yeah, where they had like the riots and shit.
Yeah, it was like everyone was like, oh my God, Newcastle's arrived. They have just looked tired. They always look tired. Like, they just look weathered constantly. And I just, like, I don't think just throw. I think Chelsea's going to take care of business.
Okay. I like Eddie Howe. This does feel like a situation where it might just be around Christmas. We got to sack Eddie Howe and just get new blood in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mourinho.
Yeah, maybe. That could be a good fit there. We were talking about that pre-show. Where could Mourinho be back in the Prem? That might be the one.
God, I need him back. I love him. I need him back, dude.
What do you think, Maresh?
He said he wants to come back yesterday. But, yeah, Newcastle need a result. I think Chelsea are just they played well against Liverpool. Liverpool won the game, but Chelsea were right in that. And I think that they're going to continue the momentum they've built this season. I don't think they lose at the Bridge, so I'm going to go Chelsea.
All right. West Ham at home against United. West Ham's plus 195, draws plus 260. United road favorites. That makes no sense to me. Like, I don't care.
I'll
you could be
you
playing Ipswich
sense.
And you shouldn't be favored.
No, I'll tell you why it makes sense. No Kudus. No Kudus is out. He's on a red card. But the problem that I see, I was worried about him. Smoke screen. I'm worried about Wan Bissaka because he is going to get fucking up for this match. He got cut by this team for Dalot, who's been tragic. Shit. Best one-on-one defender in the world, Wan Bissaka. He'll lock any man up. He locked up Kylian Mbappe in the Champions League, and he's going to get up. He's on the right side, so I think whoever, Garnacho or Rashford, whoever's on the left, is going to have a tough day at the park. Run it down the right. Go down the right. That's the game plan. Run it through the right side of the pitch. But here's the thing. It's an important game for us. If we build on the momentum we're building in the league.
As you're losing a Europa game.
I want us out of Europa. Why? Because it's less games, less chance for injury. That. I want us out of there. It's a champion. It's a trophy we've won. We've got European pedigree. And I just want us to focus on getting a higher placement in the league so we can get Champions League football back at Old Trafford.
Whatever happened.
So you're taking United to win the game?
Of course. I believe in my club through and through, and I would never bet against them. So
what
United
to Manchester United trying to win it all, you know, pride and all. Now games don't matter.
I'm not saying games don't matter.
He wants less games on the schedule. He doesn't want to watch his club. I wouldn't want to watch my club more than I have to if my club was United. I get it.
Actually, that's
scorched earth.
It's a tough thing to sit through.
You know what? You guys talk a lot of shit for a team that might be in the Europa League when you get eliminated from Champions League.
Yeah, we're not going to be in the Europa League.
You talk a lot of shit for a club that's not won anything. You've not won a European trophy ever.
Number nine, we're off. We're literally one goal, not even points.
Yeah.
One goal off being in the teams that get the bye.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
That was crazy. Yeah, they're chilling.
Arsenal. long
way to go. Struggled against
Keep
Wi-Fi
dreaming.
Password at home.
Keep dreaming.
You're the almighty Arsenal right now. The title contenders. The contenders. Took them all the way there, FC. You're
buddy,
right there.
Buddy, this is the United game we're talking
he always
about.
Spins it.
All right,
that,
whatever.
That was
know what? No chance United loses this game, man. I mean, you guys are just moving different ever since that Ten Hag in meeting. You guys are in form. I mean, everyone just looks so good on this team. No chance United loses this game. United all day long.
I wouldn't want United, the way you men talk shit, I wouldn't want United to win this game if I were you. Because if you happen to lose and slip up at home, guess who's 3 points behind you all of a sudden? Guess who is 3 points behind? United, the team that you dog walk every week on the show. And then you guys will be 3 points behind. Or 3 points
ahead.
And
if my aunt had a dick, she'd be my uncle. That's a cool story, dude. A
lot of ifs, but you know what? We'll see what happens on Sunday.
We will. All right. Maresh went United. I went United. Zah, who do you think's going to win?
Manchester United. Actually,
wow.
I'm not like trolling. I actually think they're...
No troll shit. Rudy?
It's tricky. I'm tempted to take West Ham just because.
Do it,
Rudy. You were supposed to take us home, and now he's trying your life.
Well, the thing is that I just don't. I worry about Manchester United on some real shit. Where they if they play a good game now, they're gonna fall off the face of the earth again. They love to yo-yo. But I do actually think United's gonna win this game.
Nice.
No kudos. Either.
Take us home, Chiefy Rhodes. Who you got?
This strikes me as like a West Ham desperation game too. Like they've been floundering, no kudos. I'm not gonna bet it, but I might be leaning draw on that +260. Just the value is there.
Saved at the bell, Maresh. All right, game of the week, Arsenal. At home against Liverpool, I was very surprised to see that Arsenal's favorite in this game. They're +145. The draw is +235. Liverpool is +190. Again, we're recording this on a Thursday. The line will probably change closer to lineups. But I'll start with my guy, Zah, here. What do you think?
I'm shocked, too, that we're favored. But I'm guessing, I mean, Liverpool hasn't beat us at the Emirates. They didn't beat us last season. They haven't beat us at the Emirates for a while, so I'm guessing that factors into it. Depending on the injuries, I'm hoping for a miracle. Saka, hopefully he's back. Odegaard, I'm hearing rumors that Odegaard could be back for Liverpool.
Is he training?
So it's close. David Seaman on his podcast, he was at the training ground and he's out here spewing. He's giving people intel. He's like, oh, I saw Saka in boots running around on the field and all that. And so it was through him. Do I think Arsenal will win? Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely, Arsenal wins.
Holy shit, I was not expecting that answer from you.
Yeah, no. I mean, Liverpool hasn't beat us in a while.
No, and I hear you, which is why I would probably lean draw here. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope Arsenal goes out there and they win. But just what I've seen on the pitch, I know like they get up for big games usually. I know we took 4 points off Liverpool last year as well. I don't know, man. Like, this Liverpool team is just in such good form, and what I've seen from Arsenal is I'm not really impressed, to be honest with you, and there's no reason why I'm going to sit here and say, all right, we don't have Saliba, we don't have Odegaard, we may or may not have Saka. Like, if we roll out Raheem Sterling against this Liverpool team, we're going to have no fucking offense. I would lean draw, and hopefully we just hold on for dear life. I don't even know if we'll have Timber. We know Tomiyasu is not going to play, so there's no reason for me to say, yeah, we're absolutely going to win this game. So I'm going to...
Calafiori?
He's questionable too.
MCL. He won't play. Timba, I think it will be back.
Hopefully. I mean, we need someone to come back because this team is just decimated right now. If they get a result here, I'd be happy. I'm going to take the draw at plus 235 and hope for the best. What do you think, Rudy?
On paper, Liverpool, you have a team that's in form, doing well. Everything's on the up. You have Arsenal where it's like triage. It's like Normandy. There's bodies everywhere. Yep. So on paper, Liverpool makes sense. The only thing I really feel strongly about in this game is that offensively, I think that it's going to be – I think Liverpool will keep a clean sheet. The only way I see you guys getting a result is if it's 0-0. It's tough, though, man. Like, Zaha got in my head when he's like, Liverpool just don't win at the Emirates. But I like Liverpool in this game, not even any sort of me wanting Arsenal to go down. It just – on paper,
it's a think-don't-throw. I feel like anyone looking at this game is like, okay, Arsenal, like you said, looks like fucking Normandy right now.
Yeah.
Fucking place is a mess. And then you got Liverpool, who just fucking dominating everywhere they go. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I almost. Liverpool.
Yeah, almost. Except when Forest comes to town.
Mm-hmm.
The bully squad. Yeah, I can't, with all the injuries and the suspensions, you have a chance to bet on the team that's on top of the table at plus 190. I can't turn that down.
I don't fault you for it. Like, I'm not taking it personal. If I wasn't an Arsenal fan, I'd be like, yeah, give me fucking Liverpool.
Yeah, it feels like they're trapping me, but it's one of those times where it's like, if I get trapped on that line, Liverpool plus 190, when they're on top of the table and in great form, then put my foot in the bear trap. Fine.
Maresh?
I have one agenda here, and it is against the Scouse. United! United through and through! Fuck the Scouse. You Scouse bastards. I hope Arsenal... body those motherfuckers.
Wow. Zaha and Maresh on the same team. This is beautiful.
No, Zaha, listen.
We're not on the same
team. I'm not going to say
this.
This is like when the Bloods and Crips.
It just so happened that for 90 minutes, our agendas align. We're not on the same team.
Don't get it twisted.
Once the game is done, he's coming back to being an Arsenal op immediately.
No, don't get it twisted. Like, I'm not going to sit there like Zaha with my little pom-poms in front of the TV going rah rah Odegaard. I'm not gonna do all that shit, but if the Scouts get humiliated at the Emirates, that does me well. If you guys happen to lose, I can't come in here and sing songs about the Scouts. So you know what, like,
that's fair.
Come on.
All right, hey Zaha, if it is, let's say it's like a 2-0 Liverpool win, what is your mental well-being gonna be like after that game?
Oh my days.
Because
you better not end the stream early either.
You do have like genuine reasons for losing with all the injuries and no Saliba. What's the mental state?
I haven't even crossed that bridge. I haven't even thought of that.
Okay. I bet you he's got a whole other level he could tap into.
What I will say is...
because I feel like it shouldn't hurt you that bad.
It will. Personal guarantee.
So that's the thing. It's weird that it's only 3 points, and in reality, it's just don't lose situation.
Mm-hmm.
So get points, move on. But because of, if you put it into context of what's going on within the fan base, the previous game and all that, this just went from a don't lose to a must win. Otherwise, if we don't win, I'm very worried about the season.
Mm,
okay. I'm very worried about the season, and I'm very worried about the state of the fan base.
Yeah, because I mean, if you lose, that they'll go up to 24. City will be at 23. You'll be at 17.
Yeah,
and that's the biggest distance you'll have had
this early
since you started becoming knocking around the top.
Damn.
So you got to win.
You have to win
to stay alive.
Facts.
And the people within the fan base, you know, they've already got their knives out.
Pitchforks are out.
Their knives are out. They're writing it. They're finishing out the Arteta part. It's the second word with the knives out that
O-U-T.
They're waiting for
O-U-T.
Sunday.
That's true.
It's either OUT or it's either get spells out I-N. Or I know the Arteta guys will never say IN. All they'll do is they'll leave it blank for another week.
Now, I have a question for you before we go to our golden boot. This game is on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. The NFL starts at 12 p.m., and the Dolphins play at 12.
Oh, this is a dumb
question. Oh, it finally happened!
That's not a question for you. That's not a question for me. That's a question for you.
No, I want you. What's your ruling on this game? Is this a game where I earn my badge if I'm watching this game with you while the Dolphins are playing?
Oh, with me? with me personally, I mean, it's up to you. It's a personal choice. So,
because I could either, I'm either going to stream this game with you and have the Dolphins up on my phone, or I'm going to be in the cave watching Arsenal on my phone.
I'm a realist. I'm a realist. Either option, it's your choice, it's thingy, but I will not take any offense to you going and watching the Miami Dolphins over Arsenal. I won't take any
offense. I will take offense on behalf of Za, because you're playing the Arizona Cardinals and the Dolphins are 2-4.
But if we were in the game this season,
you have no future with that team. You're in a title chase with Arsenal. You might luck into somehow back into a wild card with the Dolphins. If you don't choose Liverpool Arsenal over Arizona Cardinals and the Miami Dolphins,
would you do it if it was the Bears? If the Bears were in the Dolphins' position and Forrest had
the Bears are 2-4.
If they were, yes.
Yeah, I'd probably be watching Forrest against. I'd be watching Forrest.
That's cool.
You got to add in all the other like components. You're hosting a soccer podcast. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. Do you want to? You'd be in the gambling cave, Rose Ed, smallest TV.
That's a tough spot. That's a personal choice for you to make.
I was already leaning the Arsenal game. I thought you were going to be like, Nicky Smokes, I swear to God, if you're not in that cave with me, you're not a proper
us. No, I mean for jokes, I'm going to say that. But the actual real answer is, bro, you've been a Dolphins fan your whole entire life. It's like me saying to go, who did I like here for a period? For a period, I was a White Sox fan.
Yeah. I mean, great
choice, dude.
It was like me. It was like me going to the White Sox game when Arsenal, you know, it's either go to White Sox and that.
I was just curious.
You're actually gonna watch.
I'm gonna watch the Arsenal game.
All right, that's big.
We'll stream it.
That is big.
Okay. I owe the listeners an apology. We were supposed to play Pro Clubs yesterday, but Maresh had to go to a stand-up comedy show. All right. We'll be back next week.
Support my friends.
Yep. Absolutely. Golden Boot. We'll start with the worst. And with the best, according to my calculations, Rudy is still fucking dog shit. You're 1-5 on the year. Whose career would you like to
end? I was 1-4 and then Sokka didn't play.
Yeah, you know what? I'll give you that. I'll give it as a pass. I'll give you 1-4.
What do you mean you're going to give him a pass?
He wasn't even on the active team.
You have bet players who haven't even started and they've scored for Golden.
Correct, but they were on the active roster.
Yeah, but
hear me out. This is why I'm not giving it to him. I'm a gambling man. I know how this works. Betting on a player, if he's not on the active squad and he doesn't score, it's a push. You just get your money back.
Fair.
So I'm giving it to him. Regardless, you still mush Sokka out of the lineup. So whose fucking weekend are you going to fuck up this week?
Well, there's a question here. Do I want to actually provide a win for my own brain, or do I want to use my
powers
to influence the outcome I want and not necessarily give a good Golden Boot pick?
I know where this is going.
So am I picking Kai Havertz or am I picking Kulishevsky?
I think you've used Kai.
Here's the thing. I put myself in a little bit of a pickle because my best bet – are we doing that after this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my best bet is tethered to this. So it's I got to pick one or the other because then one works against the other. With that said, I don't want to be a vindictive guy. I love this game. I love you guys. I will pick and choose. I'm not going to go back-to-back on Arsenal mushing you guys. That's just rude. I want to be a benevolent witch who sometimes will fuck your whole life. I'm picking Kulishevsky.
That was very nice of you. You guys should shake his hand.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. God bless you.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't know. If he doesn't score, then we'll shake
him. Okay. Also, let's Arsenal can't score. So, and you're playing against Liverpool, who has the best defense in the league currently.
I think 3 or 4 goals conceded.
Mm-hmm.
3.
So,
okay.
They have a this is what shot we're doing now. And Terry's record.
Mm-hmm.
That won't happen.
Well, I know you certainly aren't.
All right, so Kulishevsky, that's who you're going with?
Kulishevsky.
Yeah, Kulishevsky. Coach K.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Got it.
Zah, you are almost as bad as Rudy. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, no, I mean,
you're 2-5. What's your pick?
I'm not a gambler. For Golden Boot, I'm going to go with Brian Mbeumo against Ipswich.
Fuck, you stole my pick.
I was going to go Mbeumo, actually. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, me too.
We got to start with the best and end with the worst so I could keep my pick. Now I got to go scramble and find a new pick. Maresh,
There's no law.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, if you. Like.
I know, but like, if a sorry ass bum like Zah is picking my guy, that means I got to reevaluate.
He's gonna score.
All right, waste man. Maresh, hold it down. You were 3-3. You missed last week with the lap. Who do you got?
I'm not changing my pick just because Zah took it. I'm going in Mbeumo.
Oh, so if all three of us had that, fuck all that rubbish.
I'm gonna stick with Mbeumo.
Okay. Chief, I know you're in first, but I'm kind of scrambling right now.
That's
actually,
fine.
Actually. Yeah, go ahead, please.
I'm going Nicholas Jackson. I think Chelsea's going to score goals. I mean, he's been in pretty good form this year. The only other time I've taken a Chelsea guy, didn't work out. I had Cole Palmer. That's my only miss of the year. I think I get right with Chelsea this week. Nicholas Jackson gets a goal.
Okay. And I'm going to go with Ollie Watkins at home to score against Bournemouth. He is plus 140 right now. All right, sweet. Now, our official bets of the week. Again, Rudy, you're dead last. You fucking suck.
I'm on the climb, though, baby.
He's 1-0 in his last one. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is the beginning of a nice win streak for Rudy. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
I am going to go with Liverpool clean sheet plus 290. I like that. I like that number a lot.
Sizing the fuck out of Arsenal. Rudy wins one game. Now he wants to walk around with his chest out saying Liverpool clean sheet on the road plus 290. That's fine. I'd love to see you go 2-5 at Arsenal's expense. It'd make my day.
I know you would. But beautiful. The thing is that it's not even like wanting to just bet against Arsenal. Liverpool's defense has been incredible, and Arsenal right now is having struggles offensively. They have so many guys that are out.
That can't score either.
I don't think Saka is going to play, which helps a lot. And it's mostly just that you have the best defense. You have the best defense in the league, and you get him at plus 290. Yeah, it's sort of like we gotta throw the ball there.
It's a ballsy bet. I'll give you that. Chief, you're 3-5. What do you like?
I said it earlier. Spurs minus 125 plus over 2.5 is plus 140.
Mm. So are you going with the parlay or Spurs money line?
It's parlay.
Parlay?
I'm parlaying it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zah, 3-4. You got a chance to get back to 500 this week.
The over in the Everton Fulham game.
I like that. What is it? 2.5? 3.5? Okay. Maresh, you have a chance to get back to 500 as well. What's your pick this week?
I'm gonna go a parlay.
Okay.
All money line. Brentford, Brighton, Villa.
Brentford.
Right. I know I said draw earlier for Villa, but I'm changing to Villa money line.
Villa.
So that puts it at plus 418.
Okay, you're swinging for the fences.
I'm trying to get
that.
Back with my account. I had a bad weekend.
Yeah, I got the only game I won last week, and it's so funny. I sent a screenshot to my FPL chat. The only bet I won last week was the one I gave out on the show. Other than that, I went 0-5.
Yeah.
And if you had parlayed and faded everything I took, you would have made a shitload of money. All right, so you got Brentford, Brighton, Villa, parlay plus 418. The moment you've all been waiting for, the hottest, the greatest gambler on this panel. There should be no surprise here. Same recipe. My grandma used to make the same lasagna every single time. She stuck to the cookbook. And that's what I'm doing because this shit's been cooking. Chelsea, Newcastle, both teams to score, no draw, plus 115. If I hit this, I'm 70% and I'm walking around with my dick out. So that'll wrap this up. Those are our official picks for this week. Thank you guys for watching. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe. Get active in the comments. Let us know what you think. If you'd like to hear anything or any segment ideas that you guys have, let us know below. We appreciate you guys, and we'll see you next week.